Hardy Midday.
This is Hardy Midday, Hardy County's daily radio news program. For the next 10 minutes, we will bring you the latest in local news and events, sports, weather, agriculture, and much more. If you have an upcoming event in Hardy County, feel free to send it to hardymidday@gmail.com. Please remember to include any necessary information about your event in your message. Hardy Midday is brought to you by First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue in Wauchula, and online at fnbwauchula.com. Hardy Midday starts now. It is Glenn the Outlaw here. Today is the last day of November, November 30th, and welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw, brought to you by the great folks at First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue here in Wauchula. Your local news on November 26th at 7:57 p.m., the Hardy County Sheriff's Office received a 911 call in regards to a suspected burglary at 1015 Vendola Road in Wauchula. Deputies arrived on scene within a few minutes and observed that the residence appeared to have been ransacked. An individual emerged out of a barn-type structure beside the home and held what appeared to be a shotgun in his left hand and a pistol in his right hand. When instructed to drop the weapons, he opened fire on the deputies, who returned fire and striking him. No deputies were harmed, and they provided medical attention to the individual until EMS arrived. The individual was airlifted to Tampa General Hospital, where he is reported to be in stable condition. Per protocol, the state attorney's office was notified, as well as the Florida Department of Law Enforcement, who will be investigating the shooting. All deputies involved are being placed on administrative leave until the investigation has concluded. Your local events: the Hardy Help Center is putting on an Eat Healthy, Be Active holiday class this Wednesday and Thursday at 10 a.m. at the historic City Hall, 225 East Main Street in Wauchula. It is a free one-hour workshop designed to help people make better nutritional and physical activity choices based on the Dietary Guidelines and the Physical Activity Guidelines for Americans. Michelle Maldonado from UF/IFAS Extension Office will be teaching the classes. Attendees will receive a holiday bag, including a turkey or ham, one per household. You can register by calling Lori at 863-773-0034. Once again, if you'd like to sign up for any of these classes for the Eat Healthy, Be Active holiday class this Wednesday and Thursday at 10 a.m., you can call Lori to sign up at 863-773-0034. The Hardy County 2020 Magical Christmas Parade is very, very close. It's on Saturday, December 5th at 6 p.m. The parade lineup, listen closely, will start at Indiana Avenue and West Main Street, turn right on South George Burris Avenue, right again on West Orange Street, and ends on Florida Avenue with a sensory-friendly viewing area available at the last block. They will also host the 2021 Vintage Glam Gala on January 30th, 2021 at 5 p.m. at the Stream Song Resort in Bowling Green. Dress in your best 1920s and celebrate the success of Hardy County. Attendance is limited due to COVID restrictions. More information on these events and reservations are available at hardycc.com. Your job's in Hardy County. Kemper Sports Incorporated has many available jobs at the Stream Song Resort in Bowling Green, such as a steward, reservations agent, golf caddy, security agent, and more. Sally Beauty Supply in Sebring is looking for a sales associate and beauty advisor. You must be able to lift up to 25 pounds without accommodation and be comfortable while exposed to occasional fumes or odors. And Ground Level in Wauchula is looking for an accounts payable clerk. 1 year of accounts payable and Microsoft Excel experience is preferred. All of these jobs and more at Indeed.com. The Hardy County Sheriff's Office, Wauchula Police Department, Bowling Green Police Department, law enforcement agencies nationwide remind you to do the 9 p.m. routine. Check every door and window in your home at 9 p.m. to ensure that it is securely closed and locked to help protect against burglary. Do this with your vehicles as well, removing any valuables from the inside. By doing the 9 p.m. routine each night, you decrease the chances of home invasion and burglary by criminals. Be sure to send your job openings, news, or events to Hardy Midday, Hardy, M-I-D-D-A-Y at gmail.com. Please remember to include any event brochures, pamphlets, or flyers with your message. They will greatly assist us and we read them on the air for you. Coming up, your local weather and forecast report, plus the agriculture, business, and sports news. Hardy Midday will return in just a quick moment.
In the future, digital will enable us to be in perfect sync with the world around us. Synchronizing services and products with the data cloud around customers enables them to prosper anytime, anywhere.
Good morning, Claire. It's 5:59 a.m. Heavy traffic on the 528. Expect a delay of 15 minutes. Today's goals include a 5-kilometer morning run. Your car payment to FNB Wachula was made today. Your financial advisor recommends the purchase of Hardy Fresh. Transaction complete. 500 shares have been purchased. Welcome to the office. Access granted. What was the payment for Giovanni's for? Calling bank.
FNB Wachula. Good afternoon, this is Allison. How can I help you?
Thank you. Allison, it's really you.
First National Bank of Wachula. We have the digital connection you need and the personal touch you desire.
At First National Bank of Wachula, you get to do your banking your way. You can still write checks and visit our office. You can use our online telephone banking systems. Our mobile banking can nearly do it all. And of course, there's our full-service ATM. So no matter how you do your banking at First National Bank of Wachula, we have your banking needs covered.
Welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw. Now it's time for your weather report and forecast. Your 12 p.m. weather report for November 30th, 72 degrees Fahrenheit. Feels like 72, obviously. Cloudy, 8% chance of rain. Air quality is fair. The maximum UV index is 1, very low. Wind southwest at 9 miles an hour. Gusts up to 12 miles an hour. The humidity is humid, 77%. 64 degrees Fahrenheit is the dew point. Cloud cover 92%, the visibility 10 miles, and the cloud ceiling was 4,300 feet. Your Hardy County forecast, including the cities of Wachula, Bowling Green, and Zolfo Springs, last updated 7:26 a.m. Eastern Time. Boaters use caution on area lakes. Monday, showers with a chance of thunderstorms in the morning, a slight chance of showers late in the afternoon. Highs in the mid-70s, southwest winds around 10 miles an hour, becoming west in the afternoon. Gust up to 25 miles an hour, and a chance of rain near 100%. Monday night, mostly clear, much cooler with lows in the upper 40s. Northwest winds around 10 miles an hour. Tuesday, sunny, highs around 60. North winds 5 to 10 miles an hour with gusts up to 25 miles an hour. And Tuesday night, clear, lows in the mid 30s. North winds around 5 miles an hour. So make sure to bundle up. My goodness. That is your Hardy Midday weather report and forecast for you. I know you're shocked, aren't you? Let's go on now to our agriculture news.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Thanksgiving celebrations look different for many Americans this year due to the COVID-19 pandemic. One tradition that continued this year was the American Farm Bureau Federation's annual cost survey of the Thanksgiving dinner. Farm Bureau's 35th annual survey indicates the average cost of this year's Thanksgiving feast for 10 remained affordable at $46.90, less than $5 per person, down $2.01 from last year. Turkey prices were $19.39 for a 16-pound bird, the lowest since 2010. Alabama Governor Kay Ivey has announced Revive Plus, a $200 million grant program to support small businesses, nonprofits, and faith-based organizations in Alabama impacted by COVID-19, including farmers. Revive Plus is the second wave of funding for organizations with 50 or fewer employees and will award grants of up to $20,000 for expenses due to operational interruptions caused by the pandemic. Applications close at noon, December 4th. National Cattlemen's Beef Association officials say expanding processing capacity is one of the group's top priorities heading into 2021. NCBA's Director of Government Affairs Danielle Beck tells AgriMarketing.com this absolutely is one of the top, if not the top, issue. Beck says they'll be working with Congress on the matter. A recent report says there's economic incentive to expand U.S. beef packing capacity by 5,000 to 6,000 head daily.
When disaster strikes, keeping in touch with family and friends and reaching public safety officials is critical. To prepare for power outages caused by severe weather or other conditions, you should create an emergency communication plan. First, check important cell phone contacts, including doctors, veterinarians, utilities, and insurance companies, and note local non-emergency numbers. Store at least one contact as in case of emergency, and make sure that person knows if you have medical issues. Also, make sure everyone in your house knows how to text. Check backup batteries for all your phones and fully charged cell phones, batteries, and rechargers. Sign up to receive mobile phone alerts. Backup and print out important personal data. You might buy a battery-operated, solar-powered, or hand-cranked radio or portable TV to monitor news. Start preparing today. For more info, go to fcc.gov/emergency.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.
Here with your Southeast Regional Ag Report, I'm Tim Hammerich. One overlooked area of ranching are deer farms. There are over 400 registered deer farms just in the state of Florida. Dr. Samantha Wisely is a professor at the University of Florida and also the director of the Cervidae Health Research Initiative, known by the acronym CHERI.
When we first started CHERI, we surveyed deer farmers and asked them what was the number one thing that was keeping their productivity down. And it turned out that it was a disease called epizootic hemorrhagic disease virus. This is a hemorrhagic disease virus, like something like Ebola might be. So animals get very leaky inside of themselves. This disease, however, is not transmissible to humans. This is only transmissible in ruminants. So cattle can get this disease as well.
Dr. Wisely and her team decided they wanted to help deer farmers find an effective solution to this virus. They found three companies that either had a vaccine or were in the middle of researching one.
We partnered with them to test where their vaccines were and found two of them to be quite efficacious so that they worked, and then one of them was not. Actually, the one that was not working was one that was commercially available. And so deer farmers were actually spending a fair bit of money on something that didn't work.
Learn more on the University of Florida's Cervidae Health Research Initiative website.
When disaster strikes, keeping in touch with family and friends and reaching public safety officials is critical. To prepare for power outages caused by severe weather or other conditions, you should create an emergency communication plan. First, check important cell phone contacts, including doctors, veterinarians, utilities, and insurance companies, and note local non-emergency numbers. Store at least one contact as in case of emergency, and make sure that person knows if you have medical issues. Also, make sure everyone in your house knows how to text. Check backup batteries for all your phones and fully charged cell phones, batteries, and rechargers. Sign up to receive mobile phone alerts. Backup and print out important personal data. You might buy a battery-operated, solar-powered, or hand-cranked radio or portable TV to monitor news. Start preparing today. For more info, go to fcc.gov/emergency.
This has been your Southeast Regional Ag Report. I'm Tim Hammerich.
And now for your business news, the stock market report, and your sports news.
With the SR News Business Brief, I'm John Scott. The S&P 500 is closing a shortened session at a record high today as investors continue to look forward to the distribution of a COVID-19 vaccine and relief for the economy. The benchmark index rose 0.2%, led by gains in technology companies. Optimism about a vaccine persists, even as one vaccine candidate suffered a setback and cases of coronavirus remain at elevated levels. Meanwhile, retailers were hoping that their slumping sales get a boost from shoppers on Black Friday. The Dow gained 37 points today to 29,910. The NASDAQ was up 111 to 12,205. The S&P 500 ahead 8 points to 3,638. New York oil down 19 cents to $45.52 a barrel. With business, I'm John Scott.
With SRN Sports, I'm Ron DeRockstra. Patriots beat the Cardinals 2017 as Nick Foles kicks a 50-yard field goal as time expired. Patriots rally in the second half to beat the Cardinals. Folks says several players contributed to the win.
I think it was a full team win today, all the way around. You know, it wasn't just me. There's a 120, 140 plays in the whole game that led to that one last play. Everyone contributed. I think we're just happy to get that win.
Saints beat the Broncos 31-3. 49ers over the Rams 23-20. Robbie Gould with a 42-yard field goal as time expired. Chiefs beat the Buccaneers 27-24. Sixth straight win. Titans corral the Colts 45-26. And as Derrick Henry runs for 140 yards and three touchdowns in the first half alone, Tennessee had a 35-14 lead at the half. This is SRN Sports. Sunday night, Packers had an easy time with the Bears, 41-25. Titans corral the Colts, 45-26. Derrick Henry running for 140 yards, three touchdowns in the first half. Indy quarterback Ryan Phillips, or Phillip Rivers, that is, still optimistic that they can win the division.
We have to just dig back in. Look at our play critically and regroup for another division game on the road next week. I mean, there's five to play. You know, a lot can happen in 5 weeks, as we know.
Falcons beat the Raiders 43-6, second loss in a row for Las Vegas. Bills beat the Chargers 27-17. Browns beat the Jags 27-25. It was the Dolphins 20-3 over the Jets as New York falls to 0-11. Vikings beat the Panthers 29-27, and the Giants get a win 19-17, but lose their quarterback to a knee injury. This is SRN Sports.
And that concludes our time with Hardy Midday today, brought to you by the great folks at First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue here in Wauchula. Your quote for the day: the next time I see a jogger smiling, I'll consider it. Tune in tomorrow for the latest in Hardy County news and information. I've been Glenn, and we will see you then. Have a great rest of your day. For a recording of today's show, send an email with the date of the show requested to hardymidday@gmail.com. Hardy Midday shows may not be sold or redistributed without the express written consent of WAUC Radio and Hardy Broadcasting. The news and event information presented in this show has been verified to the best of our ability. Please contact us if any errors are found. This has been Hardy Midday, a production of Hardy Broadcasting, LLC.